Welcome to How We Grow, an essential playbook to grow and scale your vacation rental business with advice and insights from the best in the biz, with your host, Lynell Gordon. Welcome to How We Grow, the Vacation Rental Show. I'm Lynell Gordon, and I have a very special guest, Andy Newman, with me today. Thank you for being with me. Andy has a family-run business. They've been doing this for like a little less than 10 years. And tell me a little bit about what you do at the company.
It's been changing. Until very recently, I was still responding to inquiries. And now and then, I even overlook inquiries to see how people are responding. Mm-hmm. But more and more, I'm working on the business rather than in the business.
Okay.
I'm setting up the strategy, setting the direction, looking at people, trying to add the creative aspect to it, and looking at where we're going to take the company in the future. Involved with hiring, going international. So that's what I'm more involved with nowadays.
So if you had advice for people who are looking to grow the business or people that are getting into the business and they're just getting started, what advice would you give to them?
Well, I would say very quickly, learn how to delegate. Don't try to be the hero that does everything. Yes, you want to have your feet wet in every part of the business momentarily. Just like I believe you want to buy a McDonald's franchise, you got to go to McDonald's University and flip burgers.
Right.
Briefly.
Right. You do.
Briefly.
That's true. Briefly, you
right?
do.
Yeah. You got to know what's happening in the kitchen. So I think you do a little bit of that, but you have to learn to move on and you have to learn to trust and you have to learn that it's not what people tell you either. That you can hire a VA that will somehow train himself or herself and then run your business while you're off in mm-hmm. Thailand, mm-hmm. sipping, nice drinks. Yeah, exactly. You have to train these people. You have to invest in people. I used to have sort of a mantra in our business, which was a home for everyone. And slowly I realized that that was much deeper than what I even initially envisioned. Because initially I envisioned it was all about hospitality.
Right.
But then I realized certain things started to happen. Like we hired somebody in the Philippines that was able to transition from a shanty town to a dignified middle-class home because of the salary they were getting with us.
Wow.
And then people in our company, we were empowering them to get their own short-term rental, mm-hmm. to take that down payment and put it in the system, put it in the platform, see it pay for itself, learn the business by being an owner. And slowly but surely, this mantra of a home for everyone started to really take off to the point where today, you know, vendors of mine are buying their first home and we're helping them out. And it's important. It's something that I'm particularly passionate about. It's creating a culture where people feel that they're connected, that there's a sense of purpose, that this is bigger, and they grow with us. So our vendors are really, they feel like part of the family. They may have come from, let's say, Venezuela with very little, fleeing political violence. And today you see them living the American dream and they're really loving what they do. They're really loving the business of hospitality, of cleaning homes. And they've gone from working in one home with us when we started to taking on 50 homes and having their own little businesses. And I truly believe that, yeah, we can make more money by taking on the cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really happy that I don't get a call from a cleaner telling me that they're sick.
No, that's true.
Yeah, they're calling someone else. That would be a key advice, is really think about the team and think about the culture you want to create and think about not abandoning yourself. You need to have a life. And if you think you're going to put that away for one day and one day, that day just doesn't arrive.
No, that's
true. You just get more and more immersed. You start to drown in the complexity. And what people don't realize is that having a life is very productive for business.
No, it's true.
Built by property managers for property managers. Streamline is a powerful software that gives managers enterprise-level capabilities to drive more revenue and improve operational efficiency. Migrating to Streamline allows property managers to gain functionality while reducing the need for multiple vendors, improving flow by logging into a single system and reducing redundant technology costs. With Streamline, property managers achieve revenue lifts by leveraging our fully-fledged communication center, reservations quoting system, revenue management tools, homeowner acquisition CRM, and powerful direct OTA connections. Streamline also has industry-leading trust accounting and report capabilities to give you clarity in an overall company performance. Learn more about Streamline Vacation Rental Software at streamlinevrs.com.
When I look at my business, you ask me how I've grown, and I've grown all the conventional ways. The digital marketing is very effective and it does work. But what growth am I excited about? It's the one that's been effortless. What do I mean by that? Growing while playing. When you take time off, meaning you focus on yourself and you focus on your essence and you become playful and you become creative, and whether it's whatever you might love. In my case, it's cycling. In my case, it's kiteboarding. And you do it without any static, meaning, oh, I'm doing this because I want to get a client. No, you're doing it because you love doing it. And it just releases a part of you that's free and it's light, playful. You're more attractive. And people are curious and people want to engage with you. And they end up asking you what you do. And they want to have some of that. They want to learn about it. And 30% of my business has come from playing, doing what I absolutely love. Isn't that incredible?
I've never heard that, growing by playing. I like it. I have not heard of that.
Think about it. When you're playing, you're more creative. You're more authentic, but you're regenerating. You're resting. And also, you're in your passion zone. You're enthusiastic, so you can inspire.
That's really cool. If you had to look back over the last 10 years and say, okay, I wish I had done X, Y, Z differently, what would that be?
I wish I would have left my former job earlier. And here's what I say about that. A lot of times we stay doing something just because it's easy, just because we are good at it. Well, being good is not good enough. You need to sort of know when the season closes to let a new season begin. So I was in money management.
That's true.
And I was comfortable. And I had the reputation of not working very hard and doing really, really well. And because of that comfort, I was in a stage where I wasn't growing. So I wish I would have had more courage before to leave earlier and to have started what I started here.
Well, we're growing because of we're doing what we love and what we're passionate about. I think that's really good advice, too. When you know a door is opening and you're ready to walk through it, go for it.
Yeah.
You have nothing to lose by not doing that.
Right. Exactly. And when I left banking, people were like, oh, you know, they almost thought it was arrogant because, oh, he has it so good. Why is he doing that? It's not enough. I mean, it's not about having things. It's about passion. Mm-hmm. If the passion is waning, it is time to move on. And so many people stay stuck. They stay in that cage of identities and insecurities and fears, and they really steal from themselves the opportunity of really being a lot more and really being in a place where they're joyful and passionate.
So, and if there are people out there that are listening to this, and they're listening not because they do property management, but they're listening because they're like, this is something I think I might like to do. If they would like to call you and talk about how that would work and how you got started, would you be willing to share with them?
Sure. I would be happy to share with them. Yeah.
That'd be great. How could they reach you?
They could reach me by emailing me is probably the best way. Andy@NewmanHospitality.com is probably the best way to reach me.
And is that N-E-W-M-A-N?
Yes, correct. N-E-W-M-A-N. Andy is with a Y.
Thank you so much for coming and for taking your time to share your passion and your advice with other people in the industry. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode of How We Grow is brought to you by Streamline. To find out more about how Streamline can help grow your vacation rental business, visit streamlinevrs.com. Make sure to search for How We Grow in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found, and hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. On behalf of the team here at Inhabit, thanks for listening.